Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Our first stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Cooperstown area and actually toured by Laverne, North Dakota, visiting with Jonathan Erickson with Ag Advantage Consulting. And Jonathan, crops out here actually looks like they caught up fast.
Yeah, the crops were pretty fortunate. We had enough heat units and the crops look great. It's as considering what we started with.
Weed control go okay?
Very good. The pre-emerge worked great, and post-application has been working really well. So, yeah, it's been a great year so far.
Now, I got you here right by cornfield. Checking for escapes?
Yes. Staging the crop and looking just in case there's a few weed escapes throughout.
The beans, edible beans, soybeans, everything okay?
Yeah, so this week, I mean, a lot. The edible beans look great. Weeds are starting to show up, so we're starting to get applications post-emerge put on the edibles. Dicamba was put on. We had a great week last week. You know, 4 or 5 days of little wind in North Dakota. It doesn't happen very often, so we were able to get a lot of the dicamba done, and that's working well. So, yeah, things look great.
I was noticing that on the soybeans as I was driving up. The weeds are curled up, and they look good.
Yes, they look very good. I mean, we started off, we were so saturated and kept getting rain. So, I mean, we were, most of the crop, wheat and corn were stuck in 15th to the 20th. So this time of year, I mean, we caught up. It looks great.
What's next? Just kind of keep on top of the weeds?
Yes. Right now, I mean, a lot of the wheat's starting to head out. So we'll get a fungicide app on majority of the wheat, probably the end of the week to beginning of next. And should be all done by the 4th on the majority of the wheat and barley, and then just keeping track of the soybeans and edibles.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we're between the Valley City and Jamestown areas, kind of north of Litchfield, south of Sanborn, visiting with Ron Truax with Pioneer. And we're standing here by a plot, soybean plot here, and speaking of that, soybeans actually coming along pretty nice.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's the time of year when soybeans, you know, they kind of get going early on. They're always a little slow, and you wonder if they're going to get going. But, yeah, they're coming on now. We've had good moisture out here, and actually most of the spring we were a little too wet. We had some acres that didn't get planted. We've been kind of this little wet spot in the whole state, and it's been a struggle, actually, to get the crop in, and we had some hail and replant. But, yeah, the beans are coming right along now.
Yeah, I did drive past the field here on the way down. It looked like it was either replanted or got in way, way late.
Yeah, there's a little bit that went in late. There's just some acres. We've been wet all spring. Frost came out really late, and kind of got, I guess you'd call it timely rains at the right time of the year. But when you're getting the crop in, we were too wet. So,
are you able to get most of the weed control taken care of then?
Yeah, it's go time now. Guys are hitting it hard. We have quite a few Liberty beans in this area, and of course there's Xtend beans and straight Roundup twos as well. Liberty, of course, you need lots of water, and the forecast looks good with hot weather coming on. We want sunshine, hot weather, and lots of water, and Liberty works pretty good. So I think it's going to be a good week to get some weeds killed.
Looks like the corn's really stretching out, too.
Yeah, you know, it seemed like they stack up all the nodes, and then all of a sudden the heat comes, and then it goes from sitting there to just taking off, and it's a fun time to see the corn grow. While we're looking at a plot here, we got a Lumicina trial with and without seed treatment on two varieties, and we really seen a nice response on the fungicide, especially this new Lumicina for Phytophthora. And, of course, we had good moisture this year. And anytime it's like a wet area, tougher ground, it's really shining. It's been impressive. We're excited about it. So,
our next stop on Crop Watch in the Wimbledon, North Dakota area, visiting with Joe Erickson. Joe, looks like you're starting to get things put away here for the summer.
Yep, we are. We're starting to put our planter away and get some stuff put away. Our sprayer's still working though, so it's we're gonna start our second round of beans here, I suppose. Hopefully before the 4th, but we'll see how that goes.
A little bit of moisture around here. Looks like a little bit of water standing.
Yeah, we had a shot of rain last night, and we've had pretty much every day we've had about a tenth to maybe a quarter inch. But it's spotty. But we've definitely been wet enough, that's for sure. We got some hail here on the 6th of June. We had to replant probably 650 acres of beans, and the corn took a pretty good beating, but it's starting to come out of it, but of course it's behind now.
You use dicamba beans at all?
We do have dicamba beans. We did that down. We put our dicamba down as a pre, so we won't be using it here now the second time around, and we'll get some corn killer in there to kill the volunteer corn, and probably a little bit of Roundup in there to kill some whatever weeds are left out there, so hopefully that'll do the trick.
Sure, and it sounds like the guys that put the pre's down this year, that's working well.
Or our beans look really, really clean. They look nice. So yeah, the pre's worked pretty well. We got a nice rain after we put them on, so that activated them and got them going good. So the weed control is there.
Yeah. Other than the hail, then how's the corn looking?
I think it's okay. I think it's, like I said, it's behind from that hail, but it's coming out of it. It was early when it got it, so it didn't, the growing point was still underground, so it didn't hurt it. We didn't have to replant any corn, but I think it'll be an okay crop. I'm not expecting a bin buster or anything, but of course, I hope that changes.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.